Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're broadcasting live from a rainy Atlanta United training ground. Thanks again to Jay Fortune for coming by and hanging out. Atlanta United midfielder, got a chance to talk to him about 15 minutes ago. If you missed that conversation, check it out on the website. Subscribe to the podcast.
Yeah, man.
Sent straight to your phone every single day. That was a fun conversation,
great
man.
Kid.
Like, I can't help but, like, yeah, you know, you root for him for a lot of different reasons. But then you just think about, and you were actually in this situation, but it's like the idea of having to be that professional and like responsible and I don't know, all buttoned up and all that stuff at that age.
Good for him.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Like, very just
a pro.
Just a great personality, and obviously he's a hell of a player.
Sure.
That's only going to get better because he's so damn young. So he's going to continue to be a household name here in Atlanta, and then for his sake, hopefully somewhere bigger, another league or whatever like that.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, I know we hate that these guys leave, but I mean that's the main goal of all of them, to make it to the other the across the pond, Andy, or wherever you want to call it. But yeah. Good for him, playing a lot better. I know because I was asking Jason about him and everything, and obviously he just pretty much just beat out who's in front of him. And, like, it get to a point where I'm sure Rob and GP and all those guys are like, we got to play this kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's the cool thing about it is, you know, you get opportunity that may not have been there with injuries or guys getting moved or whatever,
right.
Like the season not going the way that they wanted it to. I mean, that's one thing. Another thing is taking the opportunity and staying on the field.
Right.
Because that's it. Ever since he's sort of taken that step, he's stayed out there because he's played well,
right.
Which is awesome. And, you know, we were kind of joking with him a little bit, but also not about the matchup against Miami. Like, he was marking Messi. He was responsible for doing that in parts of the game. Like, he was guarding his hero.
Right.
And they won the game.
Yeah,
like, he actually went out there and did that. Like, no one's really sitting here saying that, like, he unlocked the code to
right.
that or whatever. But, like, he did it. He played him. And they beat him. And,
yep.
and he was responsible for marking him. Like, that's crazy.
I love it.
That's, I don't know. I try not to make, you know, it's hard because you don't want to, like, you don't want to be dismissive mm-hmm. or disrespectful, because these guys are pros too. Like, he's a pro too, and he's really good. But, like, when asking about playing against Messi, because they did, they played against him. Also, Messi's the greatest soccer player to ever live, or at least one of them.
Right.
So, you know, it is a unique experience, and he did grow up watching him. But, like, that's a tough needle to thread, to be like, what was it like playing against that guy?
Yeah,
it was like, well, he was my opponent, man.
Yeah.
I had to try to beat him.
Hell yeah, we ain't friends now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But, yeah, that was cool right there. Another cool thing, Andy. Juan Soto's visiting the Dodgers.
Cool now, for who?
Now, I don't know nothing about Juan Soto. I know a lot about his agent. All right?
Uh-huh.
Met him a couple of times. He ain't about deferring.
No.
Yeah, he ain't about deferring.
I don't think they're going to do that.
And that's been a big thing. Did they defer any of Mookie's money when they signed?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, they did it with Freddie.
Sure.
And obviously they did it with Shohei. Scott Boras don't seem like the kind of guy that's going to be like, oh, yeah, y'all can defer 500 mil of the six.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I don't know. But, I mean, cool. Good for, you know. Can't they just be content? They won the World Series and they got Shohei for $700 million.
Yeah, man.
You can't have everybody.
I'm trying to figure out something else. Why the hell is baseball – why is it taking so damn long to give out these awards?
I don't know.
I mean, I know – just hurry the hell up.
I don't know.
Just hurry the hell up.
I think, and this is my guess, my theory from their perspective.
Right.
I think they think that if they – do it slow like this, then they stay in the news cycle.
Are we waiting on this?
No one.
Okay, cares. That's what I thought. I was like, are we waiting on this?
No one cares. I mean, no offense. Like, it'll be really cool when Chris Sale wins the Cy Young.
Right.
But we already know he's going to win the Cy Young.
Just give it to him.
Give it to him.
Yeah.
Give it to him. What, do you have to wait to Thanksgiving to win the Cy Young?
I don't know.
The Braves haven't played a baseball game in 2 months.
Yeah, man. like, what the hell are we waiting on?
Yeah, I know. It's very dumb.
Yeah.
But
it's baseball.
That's baseball.
Yeah, exactly.
That's baseball.
That's just baseball.
Here's what is a good idea in the modern age of everything being microwave and immediate. Let's make it really slow and delay it for a really long time. Brilliant strategy, Rob.
Come on, call his ass Rob.
What a genius.
There you go, Rob.
They'll never expect that.
Yeah, Rob would have. With two Bs.
I don't know what it is, but yeah, that's baseball. All right. We'll get to a college football corner coming up in 15 minutes. The college football playoff rankings are going to come out tonight. I saw some question about coach of the year candidates, some pretty interesting coach of the year candidates in college football this year for sure. We'll get the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well. Let's kick off the noon hour with an NFL No Huddle. NFL No Huddle every single day to lead the noon hour on the midday show with Andy and Randy. Let's start with a Falcons conversation, but from a national perspective. Here's Pat McAfee talking about what's going on with the Falcons.
The Falcons last week should have won that game. Then they lose this game. Now they're going into a bye week, and I know Kirk Cousins is going to be on Football Night in America, so he might be able to answer some more questions, but what is happening? What the hell is happening down there? And then when Penix gets in at the end, 9 minutes left, you look,
spinning
it's like, wait a second. Wait a, you know, it's like, I don't want to be that person, but if they continue to lose, and we had Kirk on, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
We had Kirk on 2 weeks ago, and we were like, remember those conversations that were happening around draft? It got loud. It's like, that's the reality of the NFL, especially when it looks as bad as it did against this Broncos team.
That's interesting, because that's not something that ever crossed my mind for a second.
What?
About it, the Penix starting.
No.
Like, because that's not a real thing.
No.
Right? Okay.
No.
All right.
No.
I've heard it from outside places over the last couple of days, and I've been like, huh? All right.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I don't think that's
going to
happen.
No, that's not going to happen unless Kurt's hurt.
Yeah, he gets hurt.
That's the only way that Michael Penix would be placed as far as a starting quarterback over Kurt. And his team has, and obviously, yeah, you worry the fact that he has not thrown a touchdown pass. They haven't scored, you know, no points last game. Got it going late or, you know, after the half with in the Saints game. So you were kind of worried about that. But this team's biggest issue is not Kirk Cousins. You know, I mean, I think Kurt is going to be fine. I think his offense is going to be fine. I just think they got to figure some tweaks and things and things like that. But, yeah, this whole notion of Michael Penix coming to the rescue of the Falcons ain't happening.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It speaks to
desperation.
People not watching.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And again, not to say Kirk has been great the last couple of weeks.
We'll not say that.
Because he hasn't.
But
that's not – I mean, Michael Penix starting at quarterback doesn't do anything to the pass rush.
No, but I'm saying, like, Andy, even – I mean, they're still first place in the South.
That's true.
With the two-game lead?
Yep.
All right, so, yeah, if they were, like – say they were – if they were in, like, Carolina – maybe, but they were in Carolina.
It's a whole different thing.
Because you're talking about a one-year, one-and-done type head coach, GM-gone situation if that was the case. But, yeah, they're still in first place in the South. And so, yeah, that just seemed like that's the furthest thing from my mind.
Yeah, that's not.
Who's the most popular player?
Backup quarterback.
Yes, and especially when he's number 8 overall kid from college. So,
Yeah, for sure.
Don't see that.
No, it's not going to happen. There's a million other things they need to. Now, again, Kirk needs to play better.
Oh, hell yeah, he does.
He needs to play better than he did. Because, I know the defense played awful against Denver. They got sliced up by Bo Nix. I'm not that surprised.
Right.
I'm not that surprised that group of guys looked like that. I'm surprised the offense scored 6 points. That's surprising and unacceptable, too. Like, it's not acceptable to have happen what happened to the defense. But, you know, defense is banged up and not that good to start.
Right.
Like, Kirk Cousins is a $100 million quarterback. The offense is supposed to be the backbone of this team.
Mm-hmm. There's not been in it.
Down.
No. It slipped the disc.
Yeah. Some sort of spinal fluid leaking or something like that.
Leaked it. It's leaking out right now. But, no, that's not going to happen.
All right. Here's Joe Mixon, who's been very good this year, scoring a touchdown.
Texans aren't spending a lot of time at the line of scrimmage once they get up there. Hand to Mixon. Cut back. Joe Mixon, goodbye. Touchdown, Texans.
He's been so good when he isn't injured because
he
was banged up
a little bit.
No, he's been really, really good. I think, you know, the expectations, especially for C.J. Stroud, was coming in, you know, MVP candidate and everything. I kept saying, just pump the brakes. Not saying he's not going to be good.
Yeah.
But, you know, he was historical last year, you know, and so pump the brakes. He's still a really good player. My thing about that game last night was how it started. Like, Dallas, that's just desperate. And they are desperate.
Ugh,
the fake punt. And then what the hell? I mean.
And then CJ throws a bad pick. Yeah, it was just an ugly-ass football game, man.
But, I mean, Joe Mixon's been that guy. Think Cincinnati couldn't use him right now?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Dude, they don't hang on to anybody outside of Joe Burrow
But that's Joe Burrow. That's them. That's just them.
It is.
That's what they do in everything.
The amount of, and I guess Hendrickson's still there somehow, even though he doesn't really want to be.
He does not want to be there.
But, yeah, I mean, the amount of good players that have left Cincinnati the last 3 years.
Yeah, man.
That's how you go from the Super Bowl to 4-whatever they are.
Yeah, man.
Right now.
They're a bad football team. But, yeah, I think Mixon has been really, really good coming over. And he's still really young. And I said it when I was watching him. I think he might only have a 2-year deal with Houston. This year, next year, I think he's going to be just exactly what they need because they got to win. They're in this win now, too, because they do have a really good young quarterback. They got a lights-out defense. Did you see Singleton last night just put CD in them in a vice? Like, uh-uh.
Yeah. And that was without Will Anderson.
Yeah,
too.
Man. So, yeah, watch out for them.
Yeah, no, they're a good team. They just got to protect CJ.
Yep.
Is it injuries or guys just bad?
Bad.
Oh, that's okay. Well,
bad.
Then that'll be an offseason conversation.
Bad.
I didn't realize this. The Bengals Cowboys Monday Night Football game can't be flexed.
Right.
Because of The Simpsons.
What do you mean?
Because they did all the artwork, voiceover, and drawings for the Simpsons altcast.
I didn't know they flexed Monday Night Game.
I didn't either.
Yeah, I didn't know they flexed Monday Night Game.
If they can't flex it because of the Simpsons, that's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I mean,
Simpsons still funny after all these years.
People still want to see the Cowboys. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
There were people that weren't even in the stands last night.
Yeah,
like
no one wants to see that.
Nobody wants to see that. But I mean, we made a comment on Friday. Yeah, Dallas got. They had this one, so they got three more standalone games. Ugh. And obviously, we talked about the Thursday night, the Thanksgiving Day game with the Giants and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
It's going to be a disaster.
They play on Thanksgiving. It is what it is.
Yes.
The Lions play on Thanksgiving. The Cowboys play on Thanksgiving.
It's going to be a disaster.
Oh, wow. The Jets fired Joe Douglas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's on the way out. They're going to clean house. And so now you're in a situation where you got to reset all that. Whoever is the new GM, whoever's the head coach, the first thing I'm going to say, I'm going to go to Willie Allen. I cannot have this guy as my quarterback. Somebody said a great quote about him. He's a progress stopper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's a progress stopper.
He is.
You know what I mean? You can't win with a guy, not saying nothing about his ability, just him.
Well, his ability now, too.
Yeah, his ability, but it's just more about him.
Yeah, but
yeah,
get
him out of there.
You can act like that if you're the best quarterback in the NFL.
And he's not anymore.
He's not the best quarterback in the NFL anymore.
Get him out of here.
He's washed.
Yeah.
So
get him out of here.
Yeah. Everybody got fired. Man, what a disaster.
What a disaster.
He was like, they're going to hitch their wagon to this nut job.
Yeah.
And everybody gets fired because of
yes.
it. All right.
Get out of here.
Here's John Harbaugh talking about bringing in competition for Justin Tucker.
No, there's no thought to that. I mean, you have to find that competition first, just if you're going to be blunt about it. You know, where is that competition? That would be one thing. And the best option right now is to get Justin, you know, back on point where he's because he's fully capable of doing it. Certainly haven't lost any confidence in Justin Tucker. You know, you saw that on the 54-yarder that we sent him out for, and he drilled it. So that's the Justin Tucker that he wants to see, that we all want to see on every kick.
I hate dumbass questions.
Like Justin Tucker's no, man. They're not gonna. No,
you knew that. Like you've been in a press conference before and asking questions and things like that.
Tucker's the best.
John. What do you think about the notion that you might need to bring in some competition? That's gonna make him kick better.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh God. Just.
Did Travis Kelce take Justin Tucker's confidence?
He might add how he kicked his ball off that little tee.
Kicked his ball off the tee and told him to scram.
He just kicked it, too.
He took his man up.
I love that move, too.
Hadn't been the same since.
Get your ass out the way, bro. You
get
see we're trying to warm up.
We're not joking around. It was kind of funny last year. We're not doing that this year.
Yeah. All that kiki.
We're not kiki.
But no, they're going to be all right.
Why is Doug Peterson still the head coach?
I have no clue.
12-15. Why is he still the head coach?
I have no clue. Well, I mean, Joe Douglas got fired. Robert Saleh got fired. I mean, that thing is going to be completely blown up. Talking about the Jets. But, yeah, I don't understand why Doug Peterson has a job. Not asking for anybody's job or anything like that. Hate to see that. But, yeah, are they on a bye this week?
I don't know.
They might. I think he might be out on a bye this week. This is the best time to fire him.
Perfect time.
Yeah.
Then you actually have a little bit of time to get ready.
Yeah, but then you also got to go back to this, Andy. Who the hell is on staff?
Right.
Yeah, who's on staff that you want to be the interim head coach? They got special teams coach?
They are on a bye.
Okay.
They are on a bye.
Yeah, like who do you trust if you're Khan to be the interim head coach?
I don't know
who's on the staff.
A lot of people on a bye this week. Falcons, Bills, Bengals, Saints, Jets, and Jaguars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 6 byes. That's a lot. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner. College football playoff rankings are going to come out tonight. We'll try to figure out where Georgia is going to be slotted. We pretty much had it last week, right? What did we guess, 11 or 12?
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
We'll tell you what we think tonight might look like. And then
they got Mike McCoy. Hell no.
Nah.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 again.
It's a measure.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back page with Bo, about 20 minutes away from right now. We'll get into a college football corner in just a few minutes, as well as the third edition of the college football playoff rankings will be announced tonight. Tonight they're not sandwiching it between two basketball games either, so they'll do the full 2-hour gala.
Are they going to do it's two?
I don't know. Oh. They draw the thing out, and blah, blah, blah. I like it when it's smashed between the basketball games because they just have to give it to us. They move on and it is what it is.
Right.
We don't need this long reveal, but I get it. It's TV. People will watch it.
They're going to watch it. Yeah, they're going to watch it.
And they do a nice – I will say this. Like, ESPN, Reese Davis, although they do an awesome job with the show.
Right.
We just don't need it.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
need to happen every single Tuesday night.
And that's what they're going to do. We know that. It was funny because yesterday it was crazy because so many different coaches were getting fired. And we're talking about Don Brown and Tom Herman.
Yeah.
And they showed the Charlotte football coach got fired. And
I saw,
just saw the video of him. He walks out to practice anyways.
Yeah.
Goes out to practice, team sees him and everything like that. Because I'm telling you, dude, we were in a situation when they fired Coach Donnan. And so we were all like, well, what the hell is going to happen?
In season?
No, after the season.
Oh, it's after the season.
Yeah, after the season. Okay. But, yeah, we had a bowl game.
Oh, okay.
So we had the bowl practice and everything. That's when we had to go to Hawaii and everything. And it was just funny because Coach D was like – I mean, he coached the game, but it's like he didn't coach the practice. Like, he coached the game. But then, like, Todd, his son, was, like, pretty much running practice, and the players were running practice.
Oh, that's so interesting.
And everything like that.
I did want to ask you about it because I'd never seen anything like what I saw. I saw the Biff Poggi video from earlier today where he got fired yesterday, and then he walks out to practice, and everyone goes nuts. It's like, is that kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, but no.
Bohannon, Coach Bohannon got fired at Kennesaw State, and then he was at, like,
their
walk-in. Yeah. Now, his kids play for the team, he's there.
They transfer, aren't they?
Oh, well, I'm sure they transfer. You can't hang around after that.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. That was kind of – it's like this new day of you get fired and then still show up.
I really want – I mean, that's cool. I want me some of this
United. I'll tell you this. They fire me. I'm not doing the show the next day.
Damn, best believe. Y'all kiss mine.
Yeah.
Y'all kiss mine.
I will be at home.
Yeah. You think Jason knows the equipment manager?
Yeah,
I wouldn't mind me one of these quarter zip, man. I know they're on the shop, the team shop, and I get all that. But you know,
like, which one are you talking about?
He just walked by with the burgundy one.
The
red. Oh yeah, that's dope right there, man. Let me grab one of them.
I'm sure they could probably find one for you.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Brad got plenty of them in his locker.
Yeah.
Let me go and give you a hand me down for Brad Guzan. we are the same size.
Yeah, you're a little taller than Brad.
No, Brad's about 6'3".
Is he?
Yeah, Brad Guzan's tall as hell.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, who is Miles Robinson? Kind of was the taller guy.
Yeah.
Maybe they have some of his old stuff. You could have.
I'm sure that there's a Miles.
Oh, yeah. Steon Gregerson's pretty tall.
I'm pretty sure there's a Miles Robinson, like, box or, like, because somewhere that he didn't come in his stuff.
Yes.
And they got it back there
they
in the back.
Somewhere.
They got in the back.
So you might have to have, like, a little MR on it.
That's
or
okay.
Something like that. But
that's okay.
We'll just pretend that's, RM.
There we go. And that's all I'll say. I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
McMichael Randy. They
that's exactly what it
means. They got it backwards.
Oh, yeah, that was on them, man. They got it backwards, dog. I don't know. That you know, like, damn it. That's why you should have tried it on or something like that. Yeah, I would have come up with something like that, man. But, I like that Atlanta United gear.
The only way to know is to ask.
Yeah, I mean, you know, closed mouths don't get fed, Andy.
That's right. Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
You know I hate asking for anything.
Me too.
You know that. You know how I am about asking anybody for anything.
That's why you casually mention it on the radio, and then maybe it comes through.
Because you know how many times we get stuff or casually mention it on the radio?
I would say 75% of the time.
Yeah.
One of those 25%, though, is that Outkast sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that.
Oh, yeah. That'll be here
never.
Soon. We'll get one.
It'll be here never.
We'll get one soon. We'll get one.
Maybe. I'd like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
We'll get one.
I like that group.
We'll get one. We know, Andy.
Makes good music.
We know, Andy. We know. I mean, they got his bobbleheads. Well, Bo got his bobbleheads. No, I'm sorry. Bo tried to get his bobbleheads. But, you know, we can figure it out. We can figure out the Outkast thing, man.
Doesn't sound like you have a plan at all.
I do not.
All right, let's get to the college football corner. Is Kurt Cignetti the coach of the year nationally?
Right now, I would think. How is he not?
Is him or Deion Sanders would be in the conversation?
But you put Dan Lanning up there with Oregon?
Yeah, I think you would put him up there.
But, yeah, I think he is. I think right now, and I don't know what the odds are and everything like that, the Vegas odds, but to me it would be him, Deion, and maybe Dan Lanning. And I know I'm forgetting somebody else. But yeah, I don't understand why he wouldn't be. I mean,
I can tell you,
he has Indiana.
I can tell you where they are.
Okay, he has Indiana right where. I mean, you know.
Oh, this is old. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, he has Indiana damn near. You know,
they've never been this good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is a good team, and the one thing about it was is that they were good when Penix was there.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they were good.
They had a good year.
Penix and everything was there. But they're one of these teams, one of these schools that. You got to see it again. You know what I mean? Like, is it a blip year? Is it one of those things where they just caught people off guard and everything? I think he's a hell of a football coach. And you mentioned this last week when we were talking about it. Like, he wins everywhere he goes. I think that's the most important thing. And you don't look at Indiana and think of them as a football power. Obviously, you always think basketball when you think Hoosiers. But he has got them going in the right direction.
Yeah, the interesting thing will be, you know, is it repeatable?
Yes.
Obviously, they have a huge game this weekend that'll really tell the tale of the whole story against of the whole season against Ohio State. What he did, I mean, he came from James Madison, and he brought a lot of his upperclassmen with him.
Yes.
Like their offensive line, like a lot of their main position guys – are transfers from there or other schools that are kind of at that level. Mm-hmm. So they didn't do this huge, like, NIL, you know, buy your new roster thing.
Yeah.
They did a transfer portal,
but I'm
get
thinking,
a new roster
I'm
thing.
Thinking, when you say that, Bunk, how many of them have another year?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like, probably all of them.
Because I understand what you mean by that. They all came back. They all left together. They're all familiar with him, with his system. More importantly, they're familiar with his culture. Mm-hmm. And so you're able to do that. And then, you know, he has long-term security. He's a hell of a football coach. I mean, James Madison always is.
Sure.
You know, back when Mickey was there, I mean, they always have had a nice program to and he has come in and hit the ground running, and he has his team undefeated. And I'm not saying they can't beat Ohio State. They have not played anybody irrelevant. Let's just be honest about it.
But
you can only play the team that's on your schedule. And if we would have made a bigger deal about it, maybe hell no, we wouldn't have made a bigger deal. We wouldn't care because Indiana.
No one would have cared.
Indiana football.
If they were 6-4, no one would care. Because
no one would care.
No one ever cares about Indiana football.
Yeah, no one ever
cares.
This
is the first time anybody's ever critiqued their strength of schedule.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The first time they've ever been 10-0.
Exactly.
Here's and again, this weekend it feels like it's a must win. Otherwise, they probably find themselves on the outside looking in.
Right.
Fair or unfair, it is what it is. They have not played a difficult schedule, but they have beaten the hell out of almost all the teams they've played. That you know, you can't always play Georgia's schedule. Like no one's going to play. A schedule like Georgia has, or like a lot of the SEC teams have, or even some of the Big Ten teams have played this year. But one of the indicators tends to be, even when you're playing an easier schedule, what you're doing against those opponents. So again, you know, it's fun to talk about today. We'll find out where they're ranked tonight. I don't think they'll move.
I don't either.
They'll probably be right there at 5. I don't think anything's really going to move in the top five because Oregon won. They held on, but look, that's fine.
They won.
Every team wins wins a close one.
They won.
Ohio State, Texas kind of had a close one too, but they probably won't move. Penn State, Indiana, and Indiana has a chance to prove it to everybody on Saturday.
I mean,
they beat Ohio State. They're going to the playoffs.
They beat Ohio State, yes. No doubt about it.
They can lose the Big Ten championship and they go to the playoffs.
They are, they're in prime position. And it's, you know, and this is – You know, Ohio State, they played already. You know, they played the Oregon game and everything like that. But and they got them at home, which is good for Ohio State, I'm assuming. I think Ohio State's a much better football team, but that don't mean they'll win the football game.
They're favored by 13.5.
I think Ohio State will win like that,
interesting,
though.
Okay.
I do think they'll win probably by that. But, yeah, this is a big test for them. And like we said, they just don't have that big name cachet to maybe survive this loss. Now, I don't know where it ranks them because, I mean, you put them, they're at 5 now. They have a possibility to have a Georgia type fall if they lose. It may be worse because it's Indiana. And that's why we were talking about the BYU aspect of it. How far do they go down? Because you lost to Kansas at home. So they're going to be,
they're out.
But unless, you know, and I don't know, what does that put them in the Big 12?
They're still there.
They're still like, there.
Yes, if
that's
they win the Big 12 championship, then that's their path. But there's no at-large bid for them.
Definitely. I don't think there'll be one for Indiana either.
There's no at-large bid for any Big 12 team.
Yeah.
Whoever wins the Big 12 goes to the playoff.
I agree.
Same thing with the ACC. Like, I guess Miami, but they've got a loss.
I don't think Miami with two losses gets
in. I don't think so either.
I don't, because of the loss to Tech. And I think if they would have lost to, say, Clemson at that spot, maybe you got because of Clemson and everything like that. But I think, you know, Miami is – it's Miami or it's Clemson and West.
Yeah, or SMU.
Or SMU. I keep on forgetting SMU was in the damn ACC.
Yeah, because why would you – why wouldn't you forget that? Although there are buses driving around town in this city that we live in that remind you that SMU plays in the ACC.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen MARTA buses.
Well, I mean,
with SMU advertisements on
them. But we know about that school.
Why? Because
exactly.
They have the money.
We know about their school, and they got the money.
This is an Georgia Tech plays
exactly.
here, so it's an ACC stadium.
Yes.
Because I'll be honest, it reminded me.
Yeah.
I was like, is that an SMU bus?
I bet they got bus.
Yeah,
I bet they got a bus down in Miami.
Sure
they got one in Tallahassee. They got one in Clemson, South Carolina. They got one everywhere. Because all that money them people got up there at SMU.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I can't cost that much to put an advertisement on the side of a bus anyway,
Come on, man.
That may have been a booming industry at one point. Again, I hope someday an Andy and Randy picture on the side of a bus.
That's what you want?
I would love that. Or on the advertising inside of the MARTA train.
Yeah.
Because they have those.
Oh, yeah.
I'd really like an Andy and Randy inside the MARTA train ad.
I want to be on the damn escalator coming off the train, going to baggage claim.
That'd be
That's where I want to be.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
That's where I
want to
be.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, that's where I want to be.
I like that a lot. I'd love to be on the side of a bus.
Yeah.
I got no problem with that at all.
Yeah, I ain't picky.
Yeah, no, we're a public transportation show.
Give me a flyer. put a flyer down. Put a flyer on a damn light pole.
Just one of those little.
Put a flyer on a light pole. You know, I don't mind being stapled.
No,
something like that.
You got to let people know somehow. all right. What else? What else was there?
Heisman Trophy. I think it's Travis Hunter's. Genty is awesome.
I think it's the two of them.
I think it's those two guys.
Yeah. I also think
dark horse.
Well, do they consider conference championship performances in the Heisman voting, or do people vote before conference?
They vote before.
Okay, because it seems like Dylan Gabriel probably with that performance against Wisconsin has played his way out of it.
Right.
He'll probably put up a million on Washington, and then if he balled out in the conference championship, but if they don't consider that. Yeah, I don't know. It should be Travis Hunter.
I think it's going to be Travis Hunter. I can't take nothing away from Ashton Jenkins.
No, he's a great player.
He's a great, great player. But, yeah, I just think because of the level of what Travis Hunter is doing on both sides of the ball, it's miraculous, man. It's something that, to me, defines him as the best player in America.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And, again, not to take anything away from Jenty.
Don't want to.
But it's going to be held against him, the competition level that he plays
probably.
Against. Hunter's, he's just a bigger name because of the program. And look, they're winning too. Like, you can't win the Heisman Trophy on a bad team. I think like the worst team
was it RG
or Tebow or something like that. But still, even those teams had winning records. Like,
right.
You can't win the Heisman Trophy if your team's not in a bowl game. Colorado might win the Big 12.
Yeah, like, I mean, they control their own destiny.
Yeah, they got two easy games down the stretch.
Well, this Kansas game ain't easy.
That's true. Don't sleep on Kansas.
This Kansas game is not going to be easy.
Do not sleep on Kansas.
Yeah, they like they did against Utah, or Kansas will get them.
Here's a fun fact. I saw this yesterday on Twitter, and Abe has it on the show sheet. Every school that has an owl as their mascot fired their head coach this year. Kennesaw State, Temple, FAU yesterday with Tom Herman, and Rice. They all have owls as their mascots, and they all fired their coaches. So, there you go. My wife also believes that if you hear an owl at night, it's a bad omen. Like somebody might die.
What in the hell is going on?
Talking about owls.
Who gets you killed? Huh?
Yeah.
Who? Go get you killed.
Do you know what my daughter, who's old enough to probably know, but I've taught her this, you know what she thinks an owl says?
What's that?
Hooty hoo.
Why not? You probably have. I do believe that you probably have.
Hoodie-hoo!
I believe that you probably have.
Because every time we've ever read a book that had an owl in it, you say, what's an owl say? I always made sure I told her it was hoodie-hoo.
There's no way in the hell I cannot not believe that. I cannot not believe that.
Sick. That's just another example of why I need one of those Outcast sweatshirts.
We're going to get one.
In case anybody's listening.
We're going
to
get
one. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the
back. It doesn't matter which size it is. I'll wear a tight one.
Yeah, I'll wear sure.
I like my wrist showing.
That's the look these days anyway, small sweatshirts. We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. 120. Rob Valentino is going to join the show. He's the Atlanta United manager. We're broadcasting live from the Atlanta United training ground where no training is taking place.
No.
It's raining pretty hard. But the field, you know, field still looks nice. It's nice, nice view. Nice fresh air.
Nice, yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Got a chance to talk to Jay Fortune earlier in person. That was cool.
Really good kid, yeah. Man. Really good kid. But like we're talking to Rob. See Rob a couple times a day. But it's Carson Beck's birthday.
Oh.
So happy birthday,
22?
Carson Beck.
22?
I don't know. I'd say 23.
Could be.
I'd say 23.
Yeah, he's been around for a while.
Yeah, he's been here for a minute, yeah. But happy birthday, Carson. Way to have, enjoy your – you have a great – sure, you have a great birthday week.
23, you're right.
With a great performance that he had on Saturday.
Probably the best game he's ever played as the Georgia quarterback.
I think. He played pretty good last year in a couple games.
Yeah.
But I think this is more or less just the, you know, what was at stake.
The magnitude
of it. Because you remember what I said? I think we talked about it. I remember Mike Bell said, and I thought about it. I mean, what's the most meaningful game he had won? And I was like, what about, I mean, they beat the hell out of Ole Miss last year.
They did.
They beat the hell out of Tennessee last year.
Yeah.
So, I don't I couldn't tell you.
Texas earlier this year.
But he didn't play well. Exactly.
Yeah, so this is the first game that was big that he played well in.
Yeah, that he played well in.
Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday to him.
Yeah, 20, man.
23 years
happy,
old.
Happy birthday, old Carson.
Old Carson.
Did you see the, I had a funny laugh, they were talking about just the different matchups. Because now it's like, it's such a complaining type thing. Now, all the Volunteer fans are complaining. Oh. And then they're complaining about Georgia and the referees and everything like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, then it's all about, you know, because I was just showing that they had put this list together of if you list the top tens in order in the SEC and the Big Ten, they had a matchup against each other with the point spread would be.
Got it.
And the majority of the point spreads or whatever favorites would be all the SEC teams.
Yeah.
Which right. I was like, okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then,
the SEC certainly goes deeper than the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Top end, you know, probably pretty similar with Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Indiana, and Georgia, Alabama, Texas, Ole Miss, whatever.
Yeah.
But you go beyond those. Like, there's some teams in the SEC right now that are kind of rounding into form that, like, I mean, you don't want – nobody in the Big Ten wants to play South Carolina right now. Those guys are playing awesome. Even Missouri's still playing okay. Like, that game, you know. Like, Vanderbilt? Like, Vanderbilt's probably right around in
they lost to Georgia State.
Somehow. I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
They lost to Georgia State, and then they went on to have, like, some other really nice wins this year. Like, I mean, LSU's not playing very good right now, but, like, Vanderbilt's kind of right in the SEC where Washington would be in the Big Ten.
Right.
Washington won't any part of that. Vanderbilt would destroy Washington if they played them on a neutral field right now. But, yeah, I don't know. I like when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's fun when they start having those.
It's pretty weird. It's pretty interesting, though, because it'd be Georgia, Indiana. And so, they got Georgia's 10-point favorite against Indiana.
Which, you know, depending on how things go, that actually could be a playoff.
Yeah, that might happen.
That could be a thing that happens in the playoffs. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Fear not, gentlemen, as you only have about 24 more hours to wait, and we will indeed find out who is the National League Cy Young Award winner. We'll be announced tomorrow.
All right.
Good.
Well, In the meantime, let's celebrate the National League Rookie of the Year as it being former LSU Tiger national champion Paul Skeens, who finishes the season with an 11-3 record, 1.96 ERA, and 170 strikeouts.
Whew.
So someone in the Pirates organization is either a huge Paul Skeens fan or a huge baseball card collector, because what they are offering, so earlier in the year, Topps, who is, you know, the biggest baseball card trading card company probably in the world, they made a one-of-one baseball card for Skeens that has a patch that says rookie debut, and it's signed by Skeens, one-of-one, so there's only one made, thrown in two packs, so some random baseball card pack opener will get it in the United States. Well, the Pirates want this card back, and what they're offering for it is seats behind home plate at PNC Park. Put whatever value amount you want to on that for the next 30 years.
Oh, wow.
A meet and greet with Paul Skeens, two autographed Paul Skeens jerseys.
Is she going to be there?
Yeah. Can you meet Libby Dunn also?
Okay.
So the coolest thing I think about this is you get to host a softball game with you and 29 of your friends at PNC Park, which I think would just be really cool.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now, then Livy Dunn actually did jump into this thing saying she would actually invite whoever trades the baseball card back to the Pirates into her suite for one of the games. So
I got a question. How much are they anticipating this card being?
I mean, this right here has a value of about $10 million.
You know, I know that's what I'm saying. Well, so are they looking at the card to be that much?
Oh, yeah. It'll probably fetch that from somebody. I mean, something's only as valuable as somebody's willing to pay for it, right? So,
right. True. Right. No, but good on them, though, because this is what – anytime somebody catches a home run ball and then they try to lowball them, yeah. They're like, oh, I'll give you, like, an autographed batting glove.
Yeah.
Like, no. 30 years behind home plate.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
Yes.
Now they're setting the mark for the expectation next time somebody gets one of these valuable home
run balls. Yeah, 100%. Stop lowballing
like
these people. Now,
which
I'm
is great.
Assuming.
Yeah, man. You could give them seats or whatever. Make it worth their time. Absolutely.
Now, the way that
I'm going to go buy some Topps baseball cards.
What was the other brand? Was it Donruss?
Yeah, there was Donruss, Upper Deck.
Upper Deck, yeah. Right.
Bowman back in the day.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, by the way, this is worded, that these are nice seats behind home plate and not seats up in the 400 level behind home plate. But
that's true.
Because all
there's
it does
a lot of seats behind home plate. That's a good point. That's
but
a
still
good point.
30 years, I mean, that's if they were seats right behind home plate, I'd probably take them up on that offer and move to Pittsburgh, man.
I was going to ask. What if you don't live in Pittsburgh?
Right, that's the only thing.
What if I don't live in Pittsburgh?
Say you live in Atlanta. I guess you could just StubHub the tickets and make your money every single home game.
As we do get into baseball award season, the 2025 Hall of Fame ballot was unveiled, and we have some new appearances on the ballot, including Ichiro, who'll be a first-timer.
No doubt.
CeCe Sabathia should get in. Felix Hernandez, I would assume, gets in. And former Braves catcher Brian McCann on the Hall of Fame ballot starting in 2025.
Former Braves pitcher Felix Hernandez, too, by the way.
Yes.
We cannot forget about that.
COVID robbed us of that.
What do you call it, a cup of coffee or a COVID robbery?
Well, he was pitching good in spring training.
He was.
And then COVID happened and the season got delayed. And
He was like,
you know what I prefer, actually, is rum.
Yeah.
So
I'm drinking rum and Red Bull. Yeah. All right. This is Andrew Jones with eighth time. Where's he at?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So we think he should get in this time, right?
This time or next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. If he's keeps trajectoring up like he has been over the last few years, it should be this year or next year.
The dumbest thing in sports.
Ever.
It's
like,
100%.
What is it? Because Andrew Jones has had a great year over the last 365.
Yeah.
Of not playing baseball in the last decade.
But they got a deep dive in who the pitches were he was going against.
Maybe.
Or something like
what
that.
What do you need to know? The guy
maybe
has 400 home runs. He's got 10 gold gloves. He's the best center fielder in baseball for a decade.
That's like, definitely what it is.
Yeah.
I saw a list the other day they were ranking the top five center fielders of all time.
Okay.
And they had him at number five.
Okay.
It was AJ. It was Ken Griffey. Edmonds was number one.
Really?
Willie Mays was there. I can't remember who the fifth one was.
They had Jim Edmonds ranked in front of Willie
Edmonds?
Mays?
Yes, they
did. That's a flawed
list. I was like, okay. Willie Mays was the greatest center fielder ever.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not 100% sure, but I don't think either of those guys won 10 straight gold gloves. I think Griffey and
Griffey did.
Griffey did.
Yeah, Griffey did, but not Edmonds and not Willie Mays.
I don't think I remember.
Well, I don't think they did.
Edmonds was great. All I remember Edmonds for is all the damn circus catches.
No, he was great.
He was great.
Don't get me wrong.
He was great.
But he's not. He's not Willie Mays. Come on.
They must have some kind of metric on that one. Either way, on to football.
Or they wanted us to talk about it.
Yeah, I saw it. I was like, wow. Okay.
Interesting.
So here's some. As the Cleveland Browns go into face the surging New Orleans Saints last weekend and get beat, let us not forget that Cleveland's quarterback, Jameis Winston, goes into New Orleans, his first return back. There was no revenge game here. Jameis is loved by the city. So here's two cuts by Jameis. Here's one in the pregame locker room.
It doesn't matter what happened in the past, and no one really cares about the future. Reality are, we are where we are. But where are we trying to go? What are we willing to do to be the best that we can be today? I'm with you. I got your back. So be thinking. Actually, don't think. Be the best that you can be today, together. All right, man? Let's go.
Be thinking. Then actually, don't
one,
think.
One, two, three, come.
What in the hell?
Yeah.
I would snicker at every time
actually,
you do
don't
something.
Think.
I might laugh. I would laugh.
Be thinking. Actually, don't think.
Yeah, I would
don't think.
Laugh.
Just be. All right, so here's the on-the-field pregame huddle right before
kickoff. We have another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was in the locker room. This is the pregame huddle right before kickoff, all right? This is the really hype one right here.
Hey, man, what today is?
today is?
What today is?
It's Transformation Sunday. Sunday. Oh, it's Transformation Sunday. We're not looking in our past. Yeah. We're not looking ahead. No. We focus on right here. Come on. Right now. All right, let me tell you what faith is, okay? Faith is not understanding your reality. Faith is believing that it can change.
Come on.
Faith is believing that we got everything that's required.
Come on.
Go out there and get a job today. All right, so fight for each other. Let's be decisive. Let's be tenacious.
Yeah.
Let's go kick some booty.
Go get
it ain't some booty.
Oh man, go kick some booty, Jameis.
You know the one thing about ever always being in those things, and I always say that there's certain guys that you just didn't need to have in there. And there were then times that there were certain guys that would do it.
Yeah,
he's like
feels like it'd be a very rare talent.
Yeah, and there's certain guys that you feel it. Then there's that one time that one guy, and everybody's like, well. I'm not going to say his player's name, but it was like that point. And so it's right before you go in the locker room. And so we get in the locker room, Buck. And so Oliver's sitting around. He's like, how the hell did he get in the middle? And we kept looking at the guys who give the speech. Where the hell were you at?
Yeah.
He was like, I was getting my tape fixed. The other guy over there, my damn shoe was messed up. How the hell did he get in the middle? What, he was a force of elimination?
The third string.
Yeah, dog. And we all were like, what the hell is
so,
this?
Hey, is that like a motivational speaker? Is that like a superstitious thing where y'all would always do it like a certain amount of minutes before kickoff?
Like we would always do ours like after halftime. I'm sorry, not halftime. After pregame warm-ups, before you go to the locker room, you would do it. And then because most time when you would get the speech before you go out, it was always the head coach giving you the adjustments. Hey, let's go, man. And then you go out. But yeah,
simple as that.
Yeah.
Anybody ever give you a let's go kick some booty?
Yeah. We've had the and that was the guy, the non-cursor.
Yeah.
The non-cursors. We're going to get out of their tails today, fellas.
That's awesome.
That's just a good way to think about it.
Yeah, get out of their tails today. It wasn't Philip, because Philip would definitely say everything but a cuss word.
Stay in the moment. Live for the now.
Yes.
And kick some booty.
Kick some dang on booty. Way to go, James.
Take that message with you throughout the day today.
Yeah, James is going to be a preacher, man.
Final hour of the show coming up next. Rob Valentino, Atlanta United's manager, is going to join us in about half an hour. We'll get to the big story of the day in just a few minutes from now as well. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.